The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening, as they always are. Alabama, after that new number one ranking, tested for a moment or two, but taking care of business. Oregon taking care of business. Florida State, once again, they sneak on by, and I'll tell you what, I'm starting to respect this team, because the truth of the matter is, they get everybody's best punch, week in, week out, and all they do is win. At the end of the day, that's pretty impressive. Mississippi State, 51-0, and then Ohio State getting a victory, which is a lot closer than people think. It sounds like they crushed them or won relatively easy, 42-27, but that was pretty close. I know I got Jeff Rich hanging out with me. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, Andy. I'm doing great this morning. Perfect weekend to be a sports fan.
Yep. Lots of great games to talk about. UCLA gets it done over USC in the late game, or the night game for us in prime time. A lot of interesting stuff going on in the sports world. Obviously, NFL, tons of things to talk about. NBA in full throttle, as we know. College hoops, full throttle as well. So lots and lots of things in the sports world to talk about. On the other side, Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause, joining us as she does each and every week. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons of things happening in the sports world, as we know. RG3 being pretty much pushed around by his coach. Some people had interesting thoughts about this. I got news for you. If a guy can't take criticism, constructive criticism, and go out there and work on his craft and get better at it, well, then he's got an issue. So people that say Gruden shouldn't have gone after him and this and that and the other, man, get a grip. Get a clue. I just don't understand. These guys aren't that fragile. This guy is a professional athlete. And if he is that fragile, he shouldn't be a professional athlete. Anyways, moving on to bigger and better things. Let's welcome in Mary Nemitz, Jeff, from TicksForCause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You know what? I can't complain. Listen, Buffalo got 40 inches plus of snow. The rest of the world is starting to cool down a little bit. We're cooling down a little bit as well. But at the end of the day, our cool is pretty cool in general. It's pretty awesome. So I don't really have much to complain about, Mary. Life is pretty good for us here.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And like you said, like you and Jeff were talking about, I mean, how great is it to be a sports fan, literally, to be able to have at your access all these great games, whether it be professional or college. I mean, it's just a ton of fun. So it's great to be on your show, and it's great to listen to you guys. And like I said, what just another fun day ahead of us.
Mary, I got to ask you, I mean, I know you're a Notre Dame fan. What's going on? I mean, look, it's bad enough you got to deal with the Bears, but now Notre Dame falling apart as well. Got to be tough.
Yeah, it's really tough. And, you know, you take a look at all the injuries that they had in yesterday, who they were playing with, but they just, you know, it's the way it happens. It's injuries happen, and, you know, with the better team obviously won yesterday, and gosh, to lose those tough games at home like that. Not fun being an ND fan. But you know what? There's always next year. So, again, being the Cub fan, the Bear fan, the Notre Dame fan, I'm going for next year.
Just out of curiosity, and then we'll get into TicksForCause.com and featured charity of the week. Are you a fan of Chip Kelly?
I like Coach Kelly. I think he's done a great job.
I'm sorry. I meant Brian Kelly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
not Chip Kelly, but Brian Kelly.
Right. I think he's done a really good job there. And again, I'm kind of partial to people that I've had an opportunity to meet and to talk to them. Not only about their career, their craft, what they do in their job, but also what they do outside of the job. I think you walk into Notre Dame under that Notre Dame spotlight. I think that it's unbelievable pressure, and I think he's done a really good job with what he has. So I am a fan.
I would agree with you. Definitely a lot of pressure involved with that, and you know, a very prestigious job, and it makes things a little bit more difficult and for some reasons. And then also, on the other hand, it makes things a little bit easier. But I guess what I'm wondering is throughout the season, he's made some interesting calls about this and that and the other, and has a tendency to put blame on his kids instead of taking it upon himself. Do you find that to be true or no?
Well, you know, I guess I may have in the past. I do have to say, like last week's game, when he didn't go for the extra point to try to tie, I was curious to see how he was going to handle that after the game. And I thought he took responsibility for that last week. And I think he's learning. And I think a lot of his student athletes are helping him in that process. And I think there's been some change. And we'll see what happens. But like I said, I thought after last week's call that he had, that questionable call was really a tough one to swallow for fans. And to hear him talk and accept responsibility for that last week, I was kind of curious, you know, what Jeff thought of that. But you know, it's at the end of the day, did he deliver or not? How'd the season end up, and what do we take with this? What do we go forward with this, and how do we improve, and how do we get better? You know, their season is done; it's over with. Now we got to look to next year.
All very good points, Jeff. Real quickly address that, and then let's get into some conversation with Mary about ticksforcause.com. Jeff. Maybe we lost Jeff. I'm not sure, but so let's move on, Mary. I wanted to give him a chance to rebut on that when you said you wanted to hear his thoughts. So when we get him back, we'll get his thoughts. But
sure.
Again, real quickly, tell us a little bit about ticksforcause.com and your guys' mission.
Andy, ticksforcause.com, to the average consumer out there, we're the ticket website with a heart. What we've done is we've created technology that enables charities of all across the country to be able to come on our site free of charge for them to become a member, and we enable purchasers to be able to come out and buy tickets to any event they're looking for, sports, music, concerts, you name it. They can come on our site, buy those tickets, and they can benefit any one of our charity members. We have over 850 now. Just because they bought their ticket on Ticks for Cause, it doesn't cost the purchaser anymore. What we do, we share 50% of what we make on that ticket with the charity of that purchaser's choice. So it's a fantastic technology that we make available to anybody to be able to come on and use it.
You know, and each and every week you always feature great charities and always enlighten me and make me aware of things that I don't really know much about, to be quite honest with you, and I always get an education. November is National Epilepsy Awareness Month. So talk to us a little bit about the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago.
I'd be happy to. Andy, this organization, it's a very, very strong community-based nonprofit that literally has the goal of creating a world where there is not another moment lost to seizures. And that's really what epilepsy is. It's a chronic disorder where people have these recurrent and unprovoked seizures that literally become debilitating for them. And the statistics on the number of people affected by this in this country, over 2 million right now, they estimate. And 6 out of 10 of these people with epilepsy, there is no known cause for this. So how this epilepsy, this disease, affects them not only physically and mentally and emotionally, but also their safety, their relationships, how it affects them at work, even things as driving, is something that this organization, Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago, is working so hard to try to make a difference for. They're trying to raise money in order to provide additional services for them, in order to help families and loved ones deal with this disease, and also help try to find a cure.
Some staggering numbers here, Mary. Over 65 million people around the world have epilepsy. 1 in 26 people in the U.S. will develop epilepsy at some point in their lifetime. Just some crazy, staggering stats.
Yeah, that's the part I think when I met with this foundation and I talked with them, I think this is the thing that really, you know, starts to come alarming, starts to become personal. You think about it, 1 in 26 people in the United States are going to develop this at some point in their lifetime. And there is no cure for this. oftentimes they don't even know what the cause is with this, and how do you deal with this? How are we going to deal with this, whether it's us, whether it's a family member, whether it's somebody that we work with? And, you know, they say that these numbers are only going to increase as, you know, you get the increase with Alzheimer's disease. And they talk about the number of soldiers coming back from the battlefield that will continue to have epilepsy as a long-term consequence of their service. This isn't a problem that's going away. And the more that people are aware of this, which is everything, right, Andy? We always talk about awareness. The more people are aware of this, the more that they can do something to help in so many different ways.
I agree 100%, Mary. We're up against it. Do you have another moment or two to share with us on the other side? We do have John Poulter to get in, but I want you to share a little bit more with us on this subject. And I have a story that I kind of want to share as well. So do you have another moment or two, Mary?
Oh, I'd be honored.
Sounds great. We'll get right back to Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. It is Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
All right, back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich. Also, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, and she's going to stick with us for another minute or two. I know we got John Poulter, our professor of sports, queued up as well, so we'll get to you in just a moment, John. But I don't know. I find this stuff very interesting, first and foremost, Mary, to get an education from you each and every week about something new and different. And this week is a little different because I do actually have some experience with epilepsy and I'm going to share my story for you in a moment here, but if I'm not mistaken, Mary, you were in the middle of a thought about something as we were kind of going to break there.
It was just really, we always talk about awareness and how people can make a difference. And, you know, really, there's so many ways to be able to do it. And to be able to help, you know, the Epilepsy Foundation today, you know, whether it just be, you know, going to joining their campaign at, you know, hashtag Dare2 campaign, or just sharing a link about epilepsy with someone that you know who may have this disease, just spreading the word about the help that's out there. And also, there's so many different ways to raise money, and we're Ticks for Cause very proud to be able to say we're one of those ways that people can easily do it just by doing the things they love to do every day.
Mary, I'm going to share the story I have for you, and you know, and it just kind of goes along the lines of what you said earlier, where you never know, and it can kind of just hit you from nowhere, to be honest with you. And one of my best friends was in the U.S. Marines, and during a drill had a seizure, and that was it. You know, obviously, it's very difficult to perform those types of duties. He was honorably discharged, obviously, but, you know, never knew until that day out there doing that drill that he was an epileptic. And so, like you said, to your point, just never know when something like this can hit you.
And that's exactly right. And who's to say, you know, that was your friend, someone close to you. You know, 1 in 26 people are going to have this. And whether it's you that get it or me that gets it or one of our friends, how do we help them? And how do we make this better? We all have the capacity to make this better, to do something. And I think that's what's so awesome about being able to talk with you about these different opportunities every week. And here's an opportunity today to know a little bit more about this. We all know someone, you know, or we will know someone. You take a look at those statistics that has
yeah.
this. You know, let's do what we can to try to help to make it better.
And Mary, if I could piggyback a little bit on Dorf's story there, you know, I watched it firsthand. You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, I had more of an office job, but I watched a guy in the shop, and the thing is, it's just so dangerous. You know, the awareness or lack of awareness, even with the people that do, you know, that are cursed with this, you know, they just sometimes don't know. I watched, you know, my friend Corporal Seabrook fall right off his chair in an office, and thank God he was in an office, because a couple years later, actually a couple years ago here in Scottsdale, I was hit from behind by a lady that had a seizure, had no idea she had epilepsy, was 45 years old, had never had any, you know, had never had any symptoms in her life. And, you know, she was fortunate enough to run into the back of my car instead of driving off of a bridge or anything like that. So, it's very dangerous, and the awareness is very important. And, you know, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that, Ticks for Cause has partnered up with this foundation to, help spread the word.
Well, you guys, it's an honor, and, you know, you think about it. 2 out of 3 of us right here in this conversation this morning have had personal encounters. You know, you Jeff, twice with
yeah.
this. It's not going to go away, and it's really, it's an honor to be able to, like I said, spread the word, grow awareness, and, you know, come together to let's make a difference. And we're proud at Ticks for Cause to be able to offer people that opportunity to do that in a very, very simple way. And we're so proud to be able to talk with you guys, you know, every week about these opportunities.
Hey, Mary, real quickly, just let people know how they can come to your website and buy the tickets. And really, again, appreciate you taking out a little extra time with us here on the program, as we have you each and every week. And again, total education most of the time, and just very interesting stuff that you talk about and tell us about, and again, educate me on, to be honest with you.
Well, it's like I say, it's a pleasure. And for people who want to be able to help, and these are the people who want to be able to go out and they're looking for tickets, come to Ticks for Cause. It's ticksforcause.com. You'll find all of the tickets you're looking for. There's a drop-down box. Pick Epilepsy Foundation. They'll be the ones to benefit from your purchase on Ticks for Cause, because there isn't a transaction that happens on our site that doesn't benefit a charity. So we encourage everybody to be a part of it and to be able to, again, let's make a difference. It starts with just a small step.
Mary, as always, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking your time out. TicksForCause.com. Like she said, that's where you should purchase your tickets. And you benefit yourself and somebody else, a charity of your choice. I really do not think it gets any better. Mary, have a great day. Enjoy watching football. And hopefully you don't have to take too bad of a beatdown.
Yeah, we'll see how bad that beatdown is. Listen, you guys, you have a great day as well, and a very, very happy Thanksgiving to both of you and to all the listeners.
I mean, if you guys can't beat Tampa Bay, you really do have some serious issues. You know that, don't you?
You know, I'm not going to take a bet on that one. The way the season's gone, Andy, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I you know what? You probably are making the wise decision right there. Mary, have a great day.
You got it.
Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us. She does each and every week. Loves sports, and I'll tell you what, just a great thing that they're doing there at TicksForCause.com. It's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Let's hook up with John Poulter. Now, John, sorry about that, but sometimes, you know what, I don't know how you guys feel, but sometimes things hit me in a way, and I think they're maybe more important than talking about sports to a certain degree. So, again, sorry to take a little bit of your time, but we'll keep you for a few extra minutes as well if you have time. I know you got a curling game, so. But
I'm good. Fully understand. Been in that chair myself a couple of times since we've been working together, so fully understand.
Hey, let's get into some things real quickly, and then we'll take it from there. But baseball, is Sandoval the biggest thing that's kind of going on there and waiting for his decision as to where he's going to go?
Well, I think he's 50-50 with Lester. Lester's kind of made no public indication of the teams he's had discussions with, and I guess Schertz is in very much the same boat. I think Sandoval's the big one from the standpoint that he's such a cult hero in San Francisco, and I think if he leaves the Giants, as well as leaving a hole in the middle of the batting order and at third base, I think he is a bit of a public relations loss for them if they give him up, and especially if they give him up to the Padres. I still think that the Red Sox are probably the team that's in the front seat there in terms of the contract, but I have to think that his tie to the Giants and the fact that, you know, three wins in the World Series in 5 years gives him an opportunity in his mind to win again. So I think that will be a factor. But, yeah, he's one of the big names. Lester and Scherzer, I think, being 1A and 1B.
I don't disagree. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, John. You know, the hot stove's in full effect. A lot of talk about Justin Upton to Seattle. Sounds like the asking price is Taiwan Walker. Your opinion, does that get done, and is it a good fit for either team?
Yeah, I think it's a good fit for both teams. Whether it gets done or not is another story. Seattle certainly in the last couple of years have indicated a willingness to loosen the purse strings a little bit, which is a little bit unusual for them in terms of their history, I guess, other than signing some of their top pitchers, but, you know, like especially King Felix. But it's interesting to see the remake that the Braves are going through. You know, they traded Hayward to the Cardinals this week, and I have to wonder if that was a deal that was already in the works or whether that was something that came along because of the Tavares tragedy for the Cardinals. They felt they had a hole in the outfield that they needed to fit and fit quickly. And also from the standpoint that the Cardinals have got a lot of good young starting pitching, so that was a surplus for them. And we know that the Braves have been looking for pitching the last couple of years, so that was a deal that made sense. Hayward in St. Louis, I think, is going to be a nice pickup for them. But you know, to get back to your original question, I'm a little surprised that the Braves are turning it over as much as they are.
Hey, John. Go ahead, Jeff.
How about, you know, in your neck of the woods, what does Russell Martin bring to the clubhouse in Toronto?
Well, he brings an awful lot. First of all, he's a local boy. He was born in East York, Ontario, which is a suburb of the city of Toronto. Grew up in Montreal. His mother is French-Canadian, and his father, his parents are actually separated and have been for some time, and I understand he has a very good relationship with both. So we sort of get two sides of the story here, but I think he brings a lot in terms of leadership. I think he brings a lot in terms of his catching ability. He's certainly the best defensive catcher the Blue Jays have had in a while, and certainly isn't going to hurt them with the bat. What does bother me a little bit is that that's a position they really didn't need to strengthen, so I suspect that we'll see something else down the road, probably in terms of Deanna Navarro getting traded for some pitching help or some infield or outfield help.
Hey, John, stick with us for another few minutes on the other side, if you can.
Yep.
I want to get your thoughts about the Dodgers swapping pitchers. We'll see your thoughts on that, and then a couple other things, and then we'll let you run to your curling game. So keep it close. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in a few, people.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying exclusive items from hundreds of teams and athletes, including Derek Jeter, Eli Manning, Hendrik Lundqvist, and Carmelo Anthony. Bring home a hero for the holidays with a gift that will last a lifetime. Visit SteinerSports.com for Black Friday deals starting at just $19.99. Like Steiner Sports on Facebook and follow Steiner Sports on Twitter for exclusive offers. Happy holidays from Steiner Sports.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Haven't thrown it out there yet. Phone number 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Lots of things to discuss. We got our man John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking a little bit of baseball. John, before the break, I mentioned the Dodgers swapping pitchers with the Rays. Good move, bad move, not a big deal?
I'm not so sure it's a big deal other than adding some depth. I mean, Peralta's 38 or 39, and you know, he's put on an awful lot of innings the last 3 or 4 years. I think he's been around 75 appearances and close to 70 innings a season over those 4 years. So that's a lot of baseball for a guy that's 38 or 39. The other three names, not deal breakers or deal makers as far as I'm concerned. I think it's just a question of teams sort of jockeying a little bit. Peralta probably fills a need for them in the middle of the bullpen. I suspect the Dodgers' biggest need in terms of pitching is replacing Beckett in that starting rotation, and I suspect that they'll move one of their outfielders to try and line something up there. And it appears that Matt Kemp is the guy that's drawing the most interest, but of course he comes with an awfully expensive price tag, so who knows who the candidates for Kemp's services might be.
Hey, my final one for you, and then Jeff, take it away from there. Stanton signed that big deal, $325 million. You know, we talked about this 13-year contract, by the way, and we talked about this a little bit last week before it actually went down, you know, about is anybody worth that kind of money? Well, it's signed. It's done. The Marlins have themselves a guy for $325 million for 13 years. I guess the biggest surprise to me is that the Marlins spent that kind of money.
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise as we talked last week, but if what we read in the newspapers and here on the radio is correct, the contract is very heavily back-end loaded over those 13 years, which in the short term does free up some cap room or some capital for Miami to go out and surround him with some good players, which was one of the other things we talked about last week. So I think there's another shoe that's got to fall there before we determine just how that works out. But one last comment on the Tampa Dodger trade. You have to think that Andrew Friedman, the new chief baseball guy down in Los Angeles, knows something about Dominguez and Harris from his days with Tampa, so you have to think that he knows what he's getting, so maybe there's a little bit more behind this deal than we think from looking at it from afar. But yeah, in terms of the Marlins, I think they got to go out and spend some more money, or I think Mr. Stanton is going to be looking at an awful lot of intentional walks over the next few years. And do you want to pay $325 million to have a guy get four balls every time he walks up there? I can see that happening if they don't surround him with some other depth.
Good points, John. Go ahead, Jeff. Anything else for John?
Yeah, just with the Giancarlo Stanton signing, obviously they have a brilliant young pitcher in Fernandez there. Can you build a team around an ace and one stud one stud bat in the lineup?
I don't think you can. We've seen over the last few years that the way that the game has moved. It's moved in terms of a number of offensive players to offset some of these defensive shifts that we're seeing out there now, and batting averages are going down as a result of it. And we've all seen in the postseason the last 2 or 3 years how big a factor good bullpens are. And when I speak of good bullpens, I don't speak just of the guys at the back end doing the eighth and ninth inning. Having those guys that can come out and shut guys down in the sixth when your starter can't go to six and go to seven, and Kansas City, I guess, is probably the best example of that we've seen in the last couple of years.
They've
got that thing down pat, so I can see the bullpens being a big piece of it as well. There's work to be done in Miami, but I think they've made a good start.
Hey, John, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Little curling activity for you today?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the ice at 1 o'clock. On an average, it's every fourth Sunday is at 1, so makes Sundays a little bit of a rush, but always fun to talk with you guys, and not something I'd want to miss.
Hey, we appreciate it, as always. Great information, and we love talking to you as well, John. So have fun, go out there and win, and maybe one of these weeks you'll have to give us a pretty good idea of what curling is all about. You know, I watch it every now and then when it's on in the Olympics, but for the most part, not much about curling.
Well, you're one of the few people from Wisconsin.
I know we do have curling clubs.
I mean, Madison is a huge curling hotbed. So Be happy to educate you sometime when we have some time.
Hey, I've done it a couple times. I'm not saying I've never done it. I just, I don't know. There's something about sports to me that there's got to be some sort of physical contact. I don't know. And it's just a little different. It's not necessarily my cup of tea.
This is from a guy who's a tennis pro.
and you guys don't think tennis is physical?
Not physical contact. It's a very physical sport, but there's not a lot of physical contact in it. It's a great sport, I must admit.
Listen. You guys have never seen me play, so believe me, there is sometimes physical contact when I'm on the tennis court. Oh, man. Anyways, that's a whole other story, okay?
I'll have to check that out this spring in Arizona.
John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out.
My pleasure. We'll chat next week.
Have a great day, and good luck out there on the ice.
Thanks very much.
Sounds good. John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us. And I can't believe you, Jeff. You don't think tennis is physical, huh? Unbelievable.
I believe it's physical. I just also happen to believe it lacks physical contact.
Well, every now and then, like when you're changing sides, you know, on the turnovers, every now and then you might be bumping shoulders with people. It does happen. You never know. So physical contact definitely happens on the tennis court as well. Speaking of physical contact, there wasn't any physical contact, but there was verbal contact here between John Gruden, his brother, and the new coach, obviously, of Washington, the Redskins, and RG3, his quarterback, this guy who they obviously spent a ton of money on, are invested in. He's the future. What do you think? I mean, look, am I crazy when I say athletes should be able to take constructive criticism and they can't be so easily, so fragile, I guess is the word, that they would get their confidence destroyed if a guy tells you the truth?
I think this is a societal problem, especially, you know, with somebody that can play the quarterback position. That we build these guys up, you know, and going back a decade, you know, talking about Maurice Claret at Ohio State, you know, they said that this guy's been treated like he was Jim Brown since he was in eighth grade. I'm sure that was the same case with Robert Griffin III down in Waco. And, you know, he's just been built up so much. The Redskins gave up so much that their expectations were a little bit through the roof. And I'm in lockstep with you on this one. I think that you got to be able to take the criticism. That goes with the territory of the paycheck and not to mention the hype.
Look at the great ones: Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. The list goes on. Brett Favre, for that matter. Think about it. That guy could go out and throw an interception two or three times in a row, and then turn around and win a football game for you. I mean, look, I think today's athlete is very soft. That's what I think. You know, I mean, look,
I agree.
I'm not just saying this. I work with kids, okay? And the way that I was trained coming up and the way that I'm training kids today, it's so much different. I respected my coaches first and foremost. When they told me to do something, I did it as quickly as possible. I gave them zero attitude and told them, you know, whatever you say is going to work, and I believe and I trust in what you're telling me. Today's kids, they give you an issue about stuff. They argue with you. They may even say some things that they shouldn't say to you. And then if you give them some, you know, a little slack back, you know, they go to their parents and they tell on you. I mean, it's a totally different ball game today, Jeff.
Well, you know, I saw something the other day about, you know, you got to let your kids fail. And that's the ultimate thing. I think it was Jay Feely, the former Arizona Cardinals and New York Giants kicker, who does talk radio here in Phoenix. He just said, you know, you got to let these kids fail. You got to let them fail before it's too late in life. And, you know, in RG3's case, I mean, this guy's the number two overall draft pick. He's expected to save a Redskins franchise that, frankly, I don't know if can be saved. And, you know, he's just – I would guess that he's never really experienced failure before, especially being the godlike figure that he was down at Baylor.
No, I agree. Look, I mean, I always tell my kids, I preach this with them every single time I go out there, and they're worried about when I'm trying to change their grips or whatever, and they tell me I can't do this. I always tell them, look, you have to fail to succeed. And I always tell them, I'd rather have you do it right and fail versus doing it wrong and getting by. So there's a lot to be said for going out there and failing to succeed, if you ask me. I didn't win every tennis match that I ever played, and
When I lose, it's not necessarily a failure, but I'll tell you what, I learn more from the times that I lose matches than when I win matches. Because after I win, I'm like, okay, I'm great. I just beat that guy, and I don't really need to think about things. When you lose, it puts things in perspective for you, and it makes you say, okay, well, you know what? I got to improve in this area, or I got to get more mentally strong, or whatever it may be. So adversity is a very good thing, and failure is a great way to make you want to have success. So I think the message is so wrong in general out there. Everybody's got to win. Everybody's got to get a trophy. That's not the way it is in real life, man, and especially at this level. So RG3, I felt like watching him talk in his press conference, he was just a mere shell of himself, and it seemed like he had been humbled a great deal, to be honest with you. But at the same time, how does he take that and go out on the field and perform? That's really the ultimate question, Jeff. So I think today's a big day for RG3, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
Look, I understand they're going to San Francisco, tough environment, tough game. Probably, obviously, it means more to San Francisco. They're in the playoff picture. Washington really is not in the playoff picture. So this is going to be a tough atmosphere for RG3. And word is there may be he may get pulled today if he doesn't perform.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see Colt McCoy on the field if we don't see results from Robert Griffin III. Given that he's given, he's talked back with the coaches. Whether it's on a grand scale or not, you gotta respect the hierarchy and understand that you haven't earned the right to say these things. So some players have better on the block a few times. They've truly earned the right, but I haven't seen it from Griffin. What has he done at the NFL level? I mean, granted, Shanahan may have detrimented his career by playing him when he was hurt, but let's get past that. Let's look at the present tense, and I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing from him, and he's going to have a very short career if he's getting hooked for Colt McCoy.
You know what, though? You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, look, you think about the great ones, okay? They take that blame. They don't put it on others. They don't say, well, my offensive line's got to get better. My wide receivers have to run better routes and get open for me. And my running back has to be able to run the football. That's not the way you do it, man. The great ones say, look, I got to get better. I got to create more opportunities for my wide receivers, my running backs. And you know what? My offensive line is great. You never do what RG3 did, and you throw other guys under the bus. Anyways, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. And the bottom line is, today's athlete is very, very soft. Argue with us. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back. One final segment. Again, Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. If you're buying a ticket to anything entertainment-wise, they pretty much got you covered. And you get to donate to a charity of your choice. Does not get any better. Then we got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us for a little bit. Jeff, we really didn't even talk any college football, which is crazy when it comes to me and you, because I know how passionate you are about it, as well as myself. What do you take away from this week in college football, man?
Well, I think that the SEC has got the formula that's paying off by playing cupcakes in week 11 of the season. I was at the Arizona State. I was covering the Arizona State Washington State game for College Football Roundtable, and I got to see. This is a game about second halves and adjustments, and it's. I know that we like to put a lot of credit on the players, but I think that coaches win football games when you're talking about top 10. When you're talking about top 10, top 25 teams, and we didn't see a whole lot of upsets. But we just saw a lot of teams that have the will to win. And I just want to say that I think that the final score and the wins and the losses are a lot more important than a term that's been thrown out a lot in the last couple of weeks called game control. I don't care if you control the game as long as you win at the end. As long as you win it at the end, and the better teams did.
What about Arkansas? That's kind of a shocker, yes or no?
I think that it was just a matter of time before Bielema got his sea legs under him in the SEC, and I think they got a little program in Fayetteville. The SEC West doesn't just go through the state of Alabama anymore.
Well, not enough time to talk about this. We'll get into a little bit more when you come back in about 25 minutes or so, maybe a little bit of college and NFL, but appreciate you taking time out with me this hour. Catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so, Jeff.
All right, man. I look forward to it. Let me get the Twitter handle out there. I'm at JRichRadio on Twitter, and I'll tweet links to all my columns on there.
Sounds good. And then, obviously, next hour, we'll have you plug your College Roundtable stuff as well. So, appreciate it as always, brother. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hanging out. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich will be back with me, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, people. We'll be right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Authorities say a pregnant woman and her unborn child were killed along with three other people in a shooting at a Cleveland home. The woman's 9-year-old daughter was wounded, but her toddler son unharmed. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says 41-year-old Sherita Johnson was 28 weeks pregnant. A 17-year-old girl and two men ages 19 and 60 were also killed in the Friday night shooting. Their identities weren't released. A law enforcement official says a gunman who fatally ambushed a Florida sheriff's deputy after setting his house on fire had made previous threats against police officers and an alert about him had been issued. The official told the Associated Press that the dispatcher who took the call about the fire Saturday entered a neighbor's address, not the gunman's, so the computer alert wasn't activated and the slain deputy had no warning. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9627. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9627. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9627. 1-800-954-9627.
A man whose murder conviction was overturned after he spent over 20 years in prison is getting more than $3 million from the state of New York. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro reports.
The state attorney general approved the payout in the case of Anthony Yarbo. The Daily News reports Yarbo's lawyer says the state money will help his client continue to pursue a lawsuit against New York City while he works at a hotel. Yarbo and another man were convicted of killing Yarbo's mother, his 12-year-old sister, and another girl in 1992. A judge threw out their convictions in February based on new DNA evidence. Martin DeCaro, New York.
Police say a father has accidentally shot and killed his adult son during a hunting trip in New Jersey. WCAU-TV reports that the shooting happened Saturday afternoon in West Windsor. Police say the older man mistakenly shot his 45-year-old son in the back of the head. The son later died from his injuries. This is the USA Radio Network. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant at participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Security precautions continue near Ferguson, Missouri, as the community waits for a decision by a grand jury. AP correspondent Tony Winton has more.
A truck is pumping water with a big fire hose into orange and white heavy-duty plastic barricades to add to their heft. They ring the courthouse here in Clayton. This is where any legal action would take place as the grand jury decides whether or not to bring any charges against Officer Darren Wilson. There's really no information on how that process is proceeding other than what officials have said, that the decision could come in mid to late November. Tony Winton, Clayton, Missouri.
You can find us online on our new website, usaheadlinenews.com. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So I'm hearing RG3 doesn't like constructive criticism. I see that Adrian Peterson will not play for the remainder of this season. You know what? Good job by the NFL. To be honest with you, real good job by the NFL. At the end of the day, I really hope this guy doesn't play next year either. We'll see what happens, though. We will see what happens on that note. A lot of things happened in college football yesterday. Not so eventful, if you will, but Florida State gets by once again, and I'll tell you what, it becomes more impressive each and every week. I don't care what anybody says. When you don't lose, there's something to be said for that. And when everybody gives you their best shot, there's really something to be said for that. Alabama, obviously, they go out and do what they do. Tested for a moment or two. Oregon is Oregon. Mississippi State, they're Mississippi State. Fred Wallen, he's Fred Wallen. Real quick, Fred, good morning. How are you?
Better than Melvin Gordon, who had the record for 1 week as far as the most rushing yardages in the NCAA. We can talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, pretty ridiculous when you think about it. He could have crushed that record, and because the Badgers show class, he doesn't. Anyways, we will get into that and other things. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug of war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484.
Looking to get away this fall? Visit the charming bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, enticing cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Autumn rates from $179 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That is the UCLA theme song. Fred, your UCLA Bruins got it done last night, beating USC 38-20. You mentioned something about Melvin Gordon, and really the shame of it all, in all honesty, is the guy did it in three quarters. The Badgers showed class beyond class. The game was obviously not in jeopardy. So why have them out there in the fourth quarter? You know, they avoid the injury, number one. You know, maybe some bigger and better things for the Badgers coming up here at the end of the season. But truly, a very classy move. But at the end of the day, the record gets broke the week after, 427 yards. I'm telling you right now, and I think you will agree with me, Melvin Gordon would have shattered that record had he taken another 10 carries or so in the fourth quarter. He would have had another 100 yards. He would have had well over 500, if you ask me. And because they showed restraint, that record was not untouchable. And a guy comes out the week after, like you said, and breaks the record. Do you give the Badgers a pat on the back, or are you saying they should have let this kid run?
I think you protect your player. If he breaks his ankle, you're not saying the same thing. If he breaks his ankle with a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter, what is Andy Dorf saying? You're from Wisconsin. You'd be very upset with Coach Gary Anderson. So I think most coaches would sit you in that circumstance, no matter what kind of record you're
in. I get more upset with Anderson, to be honest with you, when he forgets about this guy. He even did it yesterday in the Iowa game. They were fortunate. They got through Iowa because, if you ask me, I think Iowa made a few mistakes. You know, you talked about Brian Kelly going for two early, this and that. Well, they go for two late in that ball. Well, not even really that late. There was 11 minutes left in the game. They were trying to tie the game, okay? Right. I'm sitting here watching the game with my girlfriend, and I'm like trying to explain to her why I thought it was stupid. I don't know if she was paying much attention to me, got what I was saying, but let me throw this to you, okay? Uh-huh. 11 minutes left in that ball game, right. 17-19. They go for two, okay?
Right.
They miss, obviously.
Right.
The Badgers come right back, and It just so happens Melvin Gordon has a 20-some-odd yard run for a touchdown. So instead of the Badgers being up 8 points, the Badgers are now up 9 points, okay?
Right.
I feel the guy went for it too early, and I said it to her right away. I said, there's way too much time left in this ball game. He just took them kind of out of it because let's just say that they're down the 8 points. They wind up holding the Badgers. They come back and score, which is what happened in that game, but now they're still down by 2 points. They have to go for another two-point conversion. And again, look, the bottom line is, to me, he made a mistake. He went for the two-point conversion a little too early.
Well, I probably disagree with you. I think if it's the fourth quarter, 11 minutes to go, the way Wisconsin can run the ball, if they're ahead, they play the game totally differently than if they're tied. And from that aspect, in the fourth quarter, if it was the second, third quarter, I would agree with you. If it's the fourth quarter against a rushing team like Wisconsin, I would rather be tied with them than trailing by one, because if you're trailing by one, they can keep the ball on the ground, first down after first down, a few first downs, and that 11 minutes is down to 5 minutes, and then you've got to score the next time you have the ball. So I think it, if you'd have made the two, obviously it would have put a lot of pressure on Wisconsin to try to score again without trying the two, different circumstance, less pressure. And, of course, we missed it, less pressure. But I probably would have gone for it. I mean, at that point in the
fourth
quarter.
Here's why, Fred, it makes no difference, okay? Because either way, they need a field goal to win the game, right? So if you're down one, okay, you can go and win that game, or you can win the game. It doesn't – what I'm trying to say is for them tying the game, either way, they still needed to have a field goal at least, correct?
True.
Okay.
True.
So my point is if you go 19-18, the Badgers go down and score a touchdown, then you're down eight. You don't need the two-point conversion until there's 5 minutes left in the game when they scored another touchdown. They made a mistake. I'm sorry. Look, the bottom line is he changed the dynamic of that football game, if you ask me. He put instead of giving his team a chance to win, I think he made it so that they were going to lose. They needed to score twice versus having to score once.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If the game is tied, is there more pressure on Wisconsin than if they're up by one?
You know what? That's neither here nor there because it never got to be tied.
No. If they had made the two, they would have been tied. That was the logic of the Iowa coaching staff. If you're tied, you do things differently than if you're 1 point ahead. You don't want Wisconsin to run some more. If they're tied, they might have to pass now and then, and that's their weak link. So, I mean,
here's the way I'm looking at it, though, Fred, is no matter what, no matter how you can throw it at me, here's right. the deal. They right. would have been down one score either right. way. So right. either way, they could have won the game. If you're down 19-18, you can win it with a field goal. Okay. If you're right. down 19-17, you can win it with a field goal.
True.
It doesn't
True.
Make a difference in that sense. So to me, what I'm trying to say is he went for the 2-point conversion, maybe to do what you're saying, which is put some pressure on the Badgers. However, we all know 2-point conversions don't happen every day.
Less than 40%. You are right.
So the take the guarantee of the 1 point. Keep your team in the game because you know if the Badgers go down and score, you're down eight instead of being down nine. Again, look, we could sit here and argue about it all day, but I said as soon as that happened, I said this is the mistake this is the reason the Badgers win this game. He did it too early because they were able to move the ball very quickly and score on the Badgers, which you know a lot of teams haven't done. They've been one of the better defensive teams. However, they were able to move down that field pretty quickly late in the ball game and get the score, but they were down nine instead of being down eight. So, again, it just – then they had to go for the two-point conversion again, and they don't get it. So, it is what it is. College football is a little crazy and wacky.
But the good news – Andy, let me interrupt. Yeah. But the good news is Brian Kelly and Notre Dame lost again.
They
so
did.
So, forget everything else. In my mind, that blank, 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 blank Brian Kelly and his Irish lost again. And, folks – Brian Kelly is a lowlife doesn't deserve to be a head coach at a school like Notre Dame. Notre Dame should be embarrassed and ashamed that he's still the coach. He's going to come back because they're going to get their 8 wins, whatever it is. The point is, yeah, look at all the close games that he's lost. And most people will tell you, if you lose close games over and over again, some of that's on the coaching staff.
I don't disagree. I really don't. And it seems like he puts blames on the kids instead of putting the blame on himself more often than not.
Yep.
I know we do have a caller, but here's what we're going to do. So, caller, just so you know, hang tight. We'll bring you back on the other side because we've only got about a minute or so left in this segment, so I don't want to cut you off or cut it short with you. Again, phone number is 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit Fred up on email at sportsfred@aol.com or shoot me something at Twitter at Dorfon Sports. A lot of things to talk about. We haven't even discussed any NFL football with RG3 and what's going on there in Washington. Obviously, the Cardinals keep winning. They got a tough one against Seattle today. A lot of things going on in the sports world. We haven't mentioned anything about college hoops. I'll tell you what, Fred, Kentucky looks pretty darn good to me. I saw them play the other night. Big difference between them and Kansas, that's for sure.
Well, they beat him by 40, but it's so early in the season, awfully tough to tell, and we can talk about that when we do come back, right?
Lots to talk about, so much to talk about, and not enough time really to do it, but we do want thoughts, we do want opinions. Callers, definitely welcomed, you're encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter again, at Dorfon Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. We'll be right back, taking your calls, breaking down the world of sports. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Let's jump out to the phones. I know we got Jeff Rich. But let's hook up with Chris in Flagstaff first. Chris, what's on your mind today, man?
Well, I'd just like to say the Cardinals will be 10-1 after this afternoon. Drew Stanton's going to tear up that secondary. And you can look for Andre Ellington to have, let's say, 80 yards rushing, maybe 40 receiving. And I don't know what Russell Wilson is going to do with our defense. And Marshawn Lynch, we're the second best in stopping the run. So if we shut down Marshawn Lynch, Russell's going to have to beat us with his arm. And I just don't see that happening. Cardinals, I'll go 30. Seahawks, 24.
30 points they're going to put up on Seattle in Seattle?
Yes, sir.
When's the last time the Cardinals put up 30 points? I'm just curious.
They haven't, but the offense is getting better and better, and Stanton, the Bruce Arians makes the offense click for him. Just watch.
Look, I mean, I'm a Bruce Arians fan, believe me. I think the guy has done a tremendous job. Don't get me wrong at all. I love what the Cardinals are doing, too. I'm
he might
drinking
have a pick six in there. Russell Wilson might throw a pick six to Patrick or Tyron or Gerard or Rashawn.
Look, I'm drinking the Cardinal
Antonio.
Kool-Aid. Listen, man, I'm telling you, I'm drinking the Cardinal Kool-Aid. I really am. I mean, I've been talking about it for weeks with Fred and Jeff, for that matter, as to this team is for real, and everybody just doubts them week in and week out, and the way that they go about their business is second to none. I'll be honest with you. It's next man up. When somebody goes down, somebody else steps up, and I think that that says a lot about Bruce Arians. I think that says a lot about the character of these guys on this team. They play for each other, and that's really rare these days. We've been talking a lot today about RG3, at least in hour number one, and how fragile some of these athletes are today. I got news for you. The Cardinals are doing things right. I love the system. I love Bruce Arians, and they play for each other, and they play the game right. Fred, I mean, are you starting to believe that the Cardinals could go to the Super Bowl?
I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. Again, we don't even know if Larry Fitzgerald plays today. And if that's the case, obviously they lose a lot, even though at this point, the kid who I'm really impressed with is the wide receiver, John Brown. I mean, he is just exceptionally fast and quick, and I don't know anybody much quicker. So, I mean, I think he's made a big difference in that Cardinal offense, but I don't see them scoring 30 against Seattle. And Seattle knows it has to win. So if you're going to say who has to win today, I wouldn't give the points, but if you're going to say on the money line, which team will win straight up? I think you got to take Seattle from the point of view. It's basically do or die, you know, as far as competing for the division title. They can't go another game down. So
not only that, Fred, just the playoffs in general. That's why
playoff in general, too. I mean, it's a major game for Seattle. It's not as important to Arizona. And Arians is doing a tremendous job, no question. But the guys read. The guys know the schedule. They know the standing. So just straight up, I think you got to lean towards Seattle.
No, I would tend to agree with you. However, I think it's a close ball game. Is it 7 or 7.5, something like that?
Yeah, I said I wouldn't give the points. I'm just saying straight up, I would have to take Seattle because they have to win.
Yeah, no, I agree. They do have to win. Chris, anything else on your mind?
Yes. Also, what did you guys think about Jameis not getting penalized for shoving the official?
He's a pretty lucky guy. He's a pretty lucky guy. You know, they moved his school conference back to December 2nd. 45 days after that is after the January 12th National Championship game. Jameis Winston is one of the luckiest guys on earth, and it continues. It never ends.
Look,
Andy,
Florida
what do you
State.
Think?
Look, Florida State in general, they may be the luckiest team. However, listen, guys, the bottom line is they get everybody's best shot week in and week out. Yeah. Everybody's gunning for them. So I do give credit where credit is due. That's a good football team that knows how to win, okay?
But should he have been kicked out for pushing the official?
Listen, absolutely. Of course. Right. There's no reason that there should be any contact from a player to an official in a game or vice versa. Let's make that clear, too. A point to what you said. I was looking at that when they brought that out about, you know, pushing the date back for you know, to find out about his conduct at Florida State and whatnot. Look, the bottom line is we've talked about this before. Certain athletes get treated in certain ways. Well, he's definitely one of those athletes that's getting treated like he's on a pedestal, like he's ATL, above the law. And I don't like it. But it is the way it is right now in the world of sports, where certain people get pampered and certain people have the ability to have the rules bent for them. But at the end of the day, look, I think they'll get it right. It just takes too much time for them to get things right.
And then one more question, prediction from both of you. When do the 76ers get their first win?
Barkley, good thing Barkley didn't make that deal with anybody talking about how he was going to just starve himself until the Lakers won. If he would have done that with the Sixers, man, he really might have been in trouble here, Fred.
Yeah.
You want to hear a story as far as 76ers are concerned?
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting story. Papa John's had this promotion going that if you buy a ticket to a Sixers game, and if they win, you get a pizza for half price. So when they go 0-7, 0-8, right away they got to change the promotion. Now all they have to do is score 90 points, and you get that you get the pizza at half price. So a couple of nights ago, of course, they lose to Phoenix 122-96, yet the fans in Philadelphia get pizza for half price.
Yeah. I think they want them to continue to lose.
The Sixers are averaging 88 points a game on the season, so even 90 points is rare for them, but the Suns don't have very good defense.
Well, looking at their schedule, by the way, they got Portland tonight, or I'm sorry, tomorrow. I believe they got Portland. Then they've got Brooklyn, which that could be an opportunity, to
winnable.
Be honest with
winnable.
You. Yeah, it's winnable. But again, these are all games, I believe, that are I think these are all on the road. So they're at Portland, they're at Brooklyn, they're at Dallas, they're at San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So I would say they lose the next four. They play – oh, actually, these are all games at home. So you know what? Maybe they do win one of these, and Brooklyn might be the one. Then they go to Minnesota. Then they have Oklahoma City. I'll tell you what. They're going to get a win in the next seven or eight ball games.
And will they get nine wins this year, or they break their all-time record of 72-73 of 9-73? Andy, what do you think?
Whew. I would say at this rate, they're breaking the record.
I agree.
Think about it. 13 games, they've lost all of them. Go the next 13. Let's say they win two or three. I mean, they're not looking good, guys. Let's be honest. And I think they do have a future. Let's be honest. So give them a couple years. Let them get healthier and get some of those young guys going. And maybe the Philadelphia 76ers have a future.
And Fred, Kobe will shoot more than 29 shots this evening.
I set a total over under for Kobe taking shots at 29 today. You think Christian thinks he'll
say 32. And I'll say he makes 15.
Okay, I'll say he makes fewer than 40%.
Yeah,
he was
yeah,
six. He was night. He was 6-for-22 last time out when they lose by 40, of course, to almost 40 to Dallas. That's my story.
Hey, Chris, appreciate the call as always, brother.
Thanks,
good
Chris.
Stuff. Yeah, good stuff as always. Hey, let's bring up Jeff Rich, our guru on football and just a great guy in general, but also helps me out with hour number one. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right.
Sorry to bring you on a little bit late. A lot of things kind of in the cooler that we're talking about right now, kind of going in a few different directions. We've had a little NBA. We've had a little football, college, and NFL. I want to keep it in the NBA just for a quick moment because we've only got a minute left here and ask you your thoughts about LeBron talking about the Cavs being fragile. I know you're You know, you've covered Cleveland sports for years, many years. LeBron talking about the Cavs being fragile. I'll be honest with you. I agree with him.
They're not a very good team. I mean, there were concerns about the defensive end of the floor. There were concerns about the void at the five spot, and it's showing. I mean, you know, you can't get it done with Tristan Thompson, Anderson Varejao, and Kevin Love, you know, playing at, you know, being fours, playing as fives. And it's showing. I mean, they don't match up well with Washington. I'm surprised that they were able to get a win against Chicago early in the season. This thing is broken. This thing is broken in a bad way. And as much as I denied the possibility of Kevin Love bailing after season, not to mention LeBron, which I think is a little less possible, a little less likely. But, yeah, this thing is broken. And I think that it falls squarely on the shoulders of in tandem with David Blatt and David Griffin for putting a team of all-stars together that don't equal the sum of their parts. It's a pretty sad scene in Cleveland, and I don't think that anyone pictured this team being 5-6 after 11 games.
Does this maybe make us appreciate the Miami Heat a little bit more when you really think about it, guys? Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James is a lot different than LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. You know, a lot of people were talking about how this was just going to work. I don't know, man. Some of this stuff takes more time than you think. Think about what the Lakers did, Fred, bringing GP and Karl Malone. Sometimes less is more, to be honest with you. And I don't know if this is the right mix, guys. I really don't.
Kevin can't guard you.
I agree. I mean, look, the bottom line is there's a lot of issues in Cleveland, and I don't think this thing is going to be all good. The Milwaukee Bucks are better than them right now, for crying out loud. Anyways, hey, Jeff, stick around with us for a little bit longer. We'll get back at some conversation here. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit Fred up on email, sportsfred@aol.com. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. And for that matter, shoot Jeff something, J Rich Radio on Twitter as well. Jeff, a couple things I want to ask you and Fred before we let you run. And again, appreciate you taking some time out with us as you do each and every week in this hour. We discussed it a little bit earlier. RG3, a soft athlete, if you ask me. I mean, look, these guys are professionals, and I don't think it's rocket science that every now and then they do need to be brought down to earth and put in their place to a certain degree. You don't want to ruin anybody's confidence, but I think constructive criticism is good, if you ask me. I take it all the time from people. And it doesn't do anything to my self-esteem. It doesn't do anything to my confidence.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. When somebody criticizes you, excuse me, do they do it on national TV or they do it to you personally?
Put it this way. I'm never really on national TV.
Okay, sometimes. or local radio or national radio. What I'm saying to you is that couldn't Jay Gruden have gone up to him and talked to him personally and said, listen, you put everybody else under the bus as well as yourself. You want to put yourself under the bus, that's one thing. Don't put the rest of the team. It's my job to worry about the rest of the team. Couldn't he have said that to him in private?
Sure, he could have, but when you get asked something, first response, we all know it's not necessarily – it doesn't come out the right way. But I think a lot of what he said was very true.
I agree.
So at the same time, you can say, listen, Jay Gruden handled the situation in a way that most don't. But at the same time, I don't have a problem – with his analysis. So to say he's wrong, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think he's right. But could he have taken him aside? Sure, Fred. However, maybe he felt like, listen, I got to show that I'm in control of this whole organization or at least the football operations of this. And my players have to realize that they got to be held accountable as well. And let's face it, Fred, you know, Jeff and I talked about this in hour number one. The great quarterbacks take it on themselves. They don't throw the blame on their offensive line. They don't throw the blame on their wide receivers. They don't throw the blame on their running back. They say, listen, I got to get better, and I got to create more opportunities for my guys. So I think blame is on both of these guys, to be honest with you. And I don't have a problem with what Jay Gruden said. I think Jay Gruden's assessment was fair and honest. And are we at this point where we can't be fair and honest with people and tell them the truth? Because if that's the case, man, then there's no – we shouldn't even be playing these games. Jeff, again, your thoughts about RG3 and Jay Gruden and what will happen on the field today. Again, not an easy deal for them. San Francisco's on the menu, and the talk is if he's not effective, he could get pulled.
Well, San Francisco is a lot better team, a lot better of a football team than the Tampa Bay team that they lost to a week ago. They were sad. They were pathetic. They haven't handled it right off the field. I think that Gruden's words come somewhere between prudent and rookie mistake as a head coach. I don't know that these things haven't been said one-on-one with Robert Griffin III. And, you know, if this is the measure that Gruden felt he had to take as the head coach of the football team, he's got to think, you know, The accountability falls more on the head coach than it does on any of the players in this day and age. You miss the playoffs in consecutive years, or if you're a team that makes the playoffs continually and you can't advance, you lose your job. Quarterbacks are under contract. they're employees of the team, and I think that Robert Griffin III needs to put his chin strap up, buckle up his chin strap and listen. It's kind of funny. Your last caller mentioned Jameis Winston, and this is a guy that's never had to deal with adversity because they've ducked it. So I think that it carries over and to harp on your point, Dorf, it's only going to continue as these athletes get softer and softer.
Yeah, I don't disagree,
Andy. Let me just say this. I think it's a coach's job to know the internal makeup of a player. Some players take it differently. I played high school basketball all the way up, and I was going to play college basketball, got scoliosis. But the point of all this is that the coaches knew how to deal with me and the other player across the way. My point is, my high school coach knew that if you got on me, I wouldn't play as well as if you supported me. The other guy could take the bad words, could take the bad verbiage a little easier than I could. And all I'm saying to you is that, having learned that personally growing up, I know every player's got a different makeup internally, psychologically, whatever. These coaches are making a lot of money. I think you deal with every player on a different basis. You just don't scream at everybody. Maybe you can't scream at one guy because he just won't play as well if you do. So that's why I think it's on the coach more than the player. What RG3 said, again, was wrong. He put the players, the other players on the bus. You don't do that. But the point is, it's not his job to know the internal makeup of the rest of the team. He's thinking of himself. There's no question about it. But the coach's job, in my opinion, is to know the individual makeup of these players. Now, it's hard because you got 53, but the point is, that's his job. And I don't think in this case, maybe because it's his first year on the job, he just didn't get it. You just can't do that to somebody who the word entitlement probably comes into play from the age of 12, because RG3 was always a highly rated athlete as a kid, so he probably hasn't been screamed at a lot. That's why he didn't get along with the Shanahans, because, I mean, they pushed him, and I think they hurt him severely by playing him in that one game to save their own skin. But the point still, again, is I think Jay Gruden could have quietly gone to him and said it versus what happened.
All right, let's go from Washington to New York. And I'm talking about the Giants. Rumor, once again, Coughlin, and they'll decide on what they're doing with him at the end of the year. Listen, at this point, man, you've known this dude for 11 years. Well, what the heck is going to change from week 10 or week 11, week 12 to week 17? You're either going to stick with this guy or you're going to move on. And again, 11 years, you've been married. You've been seeing this guy for 11 years, in and out of your building, every single day. But you're going to wait till week 17 to decide on what the heck happens with Tom Coughlin and the New York Giants? Is that real?
Oh, what good would it do to fire him two-thirds of the way through the season?
Well, if you're going to get rid of a guy, then you're going to get rid of a guy. And again, they've been doing this for 11 years.
My point is, what good would it do? You put somebody else in charge, he's probably not going to get the job next year, so you're probably better off just deciding at the end of the season to see how it works out. And again, I'm not a Coughlin fan at all, but Manning throws 5 interceptions last week. I mean, come on. So, I mean, a couple of them tips, but still. And maybe Manning's not, Manning's got the right last name, but maybe he's not the quarterback. A lot of people think he might be. I don't know. Jeff, what do you think?
I think that, if Tom Coughlin's your coach, you got a chance to win football games. But doesn't it seem like Tom Coughlin's a better coach when he's on the hot seat? I mean, he was on the verge of getting fired the year that they made that late run and they end up beating the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl. I think that there's, and it's not necessarily that Coughlin does anything different when he's under pressure, but I think the team plays for him. And I think the longevity with an NFL head coach is a good thing. And I think that we've witnessed it in Pittsburgh, and to an extent Dallas going from Landry to Jimmy Johnson years and years ago. But I don't think that Tom Coughlin's the problem. Now, if the organization wants to light the fire, I'm all for it. But at 3-7, they're not going to go 9-7 and make the playoffs. This is kind of a lost season. But I think that they need to evaluate the guy that they do have under center. I know that he's won 2 Super Bowls, and I know that he's he has up years and he has down years, but if you're the New York Giants, I think you want a little bit of consistency. I don't know how you like the player under Eli Manning's butt.
Listen, I think that It's just interesting. You've known a guy for 11 years. The players are the players. And you know, obviously not having Cruz on the field makes a big difference. But at the end of the day, this is professional athletes. There is a lot of talented guys on the field. And I know he doesn't have his favorite receiver. However, there's other guys that can make plays on that field. Look, they've lost 5 in a row. They're 3-7. It's New York. Let's be honest. That just doesn't cut it. So something's got to give. And it's easier to get rid of one guy, which would be Tom Coughlin and maybe his coaching staff, versus getting rid of Eli Manning, your quarterback, and starting over from that position. So I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. But it is what it is, you know. And I don't really know what to say. Let's look at a couple of the games today, guys. I think there's some interesting games to be played today. We've talked a little bit, or a lot about, I should say, Seattle and the Cardinals. Again, I think we can agree that this is going to be a more important game for Seattle than it is for the Cardinals at this point. But with that being said, Cardinals could really, really get a stranglehold on this division with a victory there against Seattle. Big game for you, Jeff, to a certain degree. The Browns and the Falcons, this game could keep the Browns in the playoff picture. They're either really good or really bad. What's up with Cleveland?
It really depends on the week. I think that they play down to their opponent a lot. The hope in Cleveland is that they look at this Atlanta team as a first place team, and a team that they have to beat. You know, it's a game that they need to win, because in the course of 8 days, they went from sole possession of first place in the AFC North to being tied for last place. And look it up, it's 7-4 Pittsburgh, 6-3-1 Cincinnati, and they know that they got to beat Baltimore and Cincinnati to have a puncher's chance at winning this division. But they have to win all the winnable games, and despite Atlanta being in first place, nobody in the AFC South is any good. The Browns have a little bit of spark coming back on the offensive side of the ball with Josh Gordon returning, but conversely, on the defensive side of the ball, they're playing without one of their leaders in Carlos Dansby, and that's going to be a tough injury to overcome for the Browns. So Atlanta at home looks like it's a pretty decent pick. I know that they're favored by a field goal, so the experts tend to think that this game would be pretty evenly played on a neutral field. Obviously a huge game for Brian Hoyer. I mean, Brian Hoyer, you got to keep in mind, he's still got 6 games to prove whether the Browns want to have a future with him or not, with Johnny Football hanging in the balance. So obviously a huge game. I don't know that I like the Browns today, but Josh Gordon's certainly an X factor and a weapon that Brian Hoyer hasn't had at his disposal at all this season.
A lot of good points. Fred, is that the best division in football right now?
I think it's the closest division, and I think the best division in football is Seattle, Arizona, and San Francisco.
I agree.
I don't know. Is that a close second, though?
I don't know.
Seattle's not Seattle from last year, so I'm just curious. I mean, look, I think Cleveland is somewhat of a surprise the way that they're playing versus Seattle being a surprise that they're not as good as they were last year, and people were thinking they were better. And the same with the 49ers. Look, the records are records, guys. You are what your record is. So this division, very formidable with that division as far as records go.
Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I think Seattle's a lot better on offense this year. Obviously, they won the game with Marshawn Lynch. They won the Super Bowl with Marshawn Lynch and their defense last year. And their defense has taken a step back. I know that they've suffered some injuries, but I like Seattle today against the Cardinals at home. I think that they got to look at this as a team that beat them on their home turf last year. A team that they were very lucky not to have to see in the playoffs. And frankly, the Cardinals are a little bit due. I don't think that I don't think you're going to get away with John Brown saving the day because the Seahawks are so disciplined in their secondary that they're not going to let you get anything over the top. And if you look at the 2 games from last year against Seattle, Larry Fitzgerald, 5 catches, 33 yards, if he plays today. Otherwise, you got to look at that production being taken away from Michael Floyd. So you got to hope for a big day from Andre Ellington. And Seattle's going to try to force Drew Stanton to win the game with his arm, which I don't have a lot of confidence in. I know that.
Yeah. Good points, Jeff. Very good points. We're up against it. Appreciate it as always. I don't know if we lost him or not, but Jeff Rich hangs out each and every week, hour number one with me, and then comes back for hour number two. A wealth of information. Fred Wallendorf, man, will be back. Final segment to wrap this up. Keep it close. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us, Mary Nemitz, and John Poulter, professor of sports. Good stuff from everybody as always. Fred Wallen as well, who's with me right now. And then obviously Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible. So appreciate that, man. Fred, what's your game that you really can't miss today? Because, you know, for the most part, not necessarily the greatest slate, but you know, Cardinals are playing Seattle, Lions play the Patriots, the Packers have the Vikings. I mean, looking at this, you know, to me, the game of the day is Cardinals and Seahawks.
No, I would agree. I think the Sunday night game is, you know, two not great teams, but Dallas and the Giants should be exciting. But the game yesterday that I really couldn't miss was Alabama at home against Western Carolina. And that's why it's unfair, because in the SEC they play 8 conference games. In the Pac-12 and the Big 10 they play 9 conference games. And there's a big, big difference. And in the Big 12 they play 9 conference games. So the SEC has a major advantage. And did Alabama win? I'm not sure.
They got by them. It was a game for a little while, but they, as we know, they took care of business. I get what you're saying, though, and it makes sense. So it's weird why they do that scheduling this late in the season. I agree with you. For Fred Wall and everybody else involved, I am the Dorf Man saying, watch a lot of sports, enjoy yourselves, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.